ball to the 18-yard line, and it breaks into the box, and Telford had the opportunity to take the first goal of this game, and they've missed it because Craig Farrell couldn't get his shot on target. The ball bounced around the edge of the 18-yard line. Sutton didn't get the ball away. Farrell popped up with a late run into the box, and from 10 yards out, his shot went wide of Alan Marriott's right-hand post. A let-off for Mansfield Town. Telford in possession. They're coming forward. And it's going to be Sharp. Sharp hits the bar from 20 yards out. Great effort there by Sharp. And Mansfield Town have got away with that one. O'Neill galloping down that right wing. Crosses the ball in. And it flashes across the goal. Green can Green shoot from 8 yards out. He did take a shot, but it went wide. Corner to Mansfield Town. O'Neill on the far-hand side. Ball comes in. Goes to the middle of the park. And the keeper comes and flaps it. He's bouncing around the edge of the box. And is that a goal? No, it's not. It's a free kick. As O'Neill has a shot from distance. And it's straight into the arms of Ryan Young. It was a quick free kick taken because Dyer had been tripped up on this near-hand side. The ball was taken quickly by Mansfield Town. It was fed to O'Neill. O'Neill was about 20 yards out from goal, looked up, saw there was half an opportunity, put his laces through the ball, and it went straight into the arms of Ryan Young. And as Young sends the ball forward now, the referee blows his whistle, and it's 0-0 here at the New Bucks Ground. The ball bounces through, and Sutton didn't clear that one away, and Telford now have possession on the 18-yard line. Can they get into the box? Yes, they can. Is it going to be a shot on target? No, because Jones couldn't get the ball from within his feet. And Telford see a chance go begging. Dyer on the halfway line inside the centre circle, trying to go past his man, which he does now. Dyer still in possession. 20 yards out. He's got Meikle, who was making a great run forward, and Meikle's run was brilliant. But Dyer's pass was, well, guess what? Dyer, because it was so overhit that Lyndon Meikle might as well have kept running for another 30, 40 yards there, because it was dreadful by Ross Dyer. There's four Telford players stood round the ball. My money's on Smith, is it? No, it's going to be Sharp. Sharp hits the ball, and it comes off the Mansfield Town wall and bounces out of play on this near-hand side for a throw-in, wasted there by AFC Telford. Mansfield Town just can't get the final end product right, and Murray unloads the shot, and it hits Killog quite hard in the midriff there, and Killog's gone down, but it breaks to Meikle. Meikle 25 yards out, has a shot, but again Smith throws himself in the way for Telford, and again Mansfield Town need to try and get this ball down. Can Green get on the end of that one? No, he can't, because Telford have got a foot in it, and they get the ball up to the halfway line, and this time King's breaking forward, but that man John Thompson, who's made his first start today for Mansfield Town, trotted across the back four there quite calmly, and he's put the ball out of play for a throw-in on this near-hand side, which AFC Telford take quickly, and it's coming forward through number 11 for the home side, which is John Adams, and he brings the ball forward, and the referee blows his whistle, and that brings to an end this game today. Full-time here at the New Bucks Ground, it's finished AFC Telford 0, Mansfield Town 0.